Welcome to the Dream Factory, a warm, cozy, and extremely lovely place where only the most visceral nightmares and pleasure-driven musings of its residents are mercilessly extracted and sold for the pure enjoyment of others. The Dream Factory, a new novel by Mark Marcus. Now available on your Apple device, Kindle, and on Amazon.com. Go to CandleShorePublishing.com/Dream Factory. Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to CandleShore. So, there's been a lot of discussion here in the United States about the revelation that, the government is listening to certain calls supposedly from private citizens, or at least data mining all the phone calls. Let me just say right off the top, and I may have said this before, I really don't care. It doesn't interest me at all. I don't listen to half the phone calls I'm on. So if they want to take the time to listen to my phone calls or even data mine them, all the best. There's nothing really going on with me. The bigger things to, or more important things to me to be worried about than what the government's doing with regards to 5-minute cell phone calls I have to see if my prescriptions are ready at the pharmacy. Okay, but I'll tell you what does surprise me, and I was stunned this last week with Google, and let me explain why. So I'm an iPhone user, but I also have an Android phone, and I've been really getting more into Android over the last couple of weeks. Part of the Android experience is to have an account on the Google Play Store. And that's at play.google.com/store. Okay. So when I signed up for it, I think it was last year, everything was kind of in one place. So you go to the Play Store, you click on your account, much like you would do in typical websites. But now Google has updated, or I should say decentralized the different parts of its empire. So now when you want to update your credit card information, you have to go to Google Wallet or wallet.google.com. And it's a way to you can do a lot of things with Google Wallet. But part of the thing about this Google Wallet the other day was that I needed to update my credit card information. So I go to wallet.google.com. And I update it. And then there's this one area on the website that says verify identity. So I'm thinking, and it says, if you really want to unlock the true power of Google Wallet, you need to verify your identity. I thought, well, I don't do a lot of things with Google. And what I'm about to tell you, the reason it surprises me what happened is because I'm not a real big Google fan in terms of using money. So I go, okay, I'll verify it and see what happens. I didn't know how far I'd get. I didn't know what the process was. I thought it was going to send me a PIN number to verify that I was logged into the right account. But oh no, it asked me for the last 4 digits of my social. And then it started asking me questions. Now, the thing that surprised me was the questions that it asked. It asked me questions about where I've been in the last 2 or 3 years that no online resource that I can think of should have this information. How would they know where I've been? It really, truly stunned me. And, I'll tell you that I'm a big user of the Apple products and Microsoft products. I've done a lot of things on my computers, my mobile phones with them. So if they had asked me these questions, maybe I wouldn't have been so surprised. But I've never given Google any kind of information like what it was asking. I mean, very, very personal. For example, it asked me the names of some streets that I'd been on in the last couple of years and what cities these streets were in. How would they know? I haven't been using Google. I don't use Google Maps. I have Google Maps, but I've never really used it except just to play around with. It didn't ask me anything of my current situation. It didn't ask where I'm currently living, or it asked me questions about things that I have done last year, year before last, or maybe before last year, before I even knew that I would be taking Google so seriously, other than a simple email web searching tool. it really freaked me out. I was a bit amazed that it knew so much. I don't know where it got this information. You know, one of the things they say when you begin the verify process is, we're not going to run a credit report. We promise. That's what they say. So I have to believe them. But believe me, it asked me questions that only I would know. And it's not as you could say, well, Mark, you know, maybe you did some security questions on some other website and Google somehow aggregated that information. No, not these questions. It was asking me about streets that people I know live on. You know, you were on this street in blah, blah, blah. Which of the following three streets were you on in 2010? Like, what? And in 2010, I was not tied into Google at all. It was amazing. That is true. So instead of worrying about what the government's listening to on your phone, if you really want to know how much is out there about you, I suggest that you go to wallet.google.com, assuming that you have an account or set up one. Read about it. It's pretty amazing. And go to the verify identity section and let it ask you some questions. And I'll tell you, again, it kind of thrilled me. I thought it was really neat that it did it, but it also kind of gave me the heebie-jeebies like, wow, you know, are they really watching me? I mean, maybe Apple, you know, and it's possible that Apple is sharing information with Google. I find that hard to believe since they seemingly hate each other. You know, that's the scuttlebutt. That's what everybody says. Maybe they don't. Maybe they've agreed into some kind of, I don't know, reciprocity. I don't know what's going on. But believe me, my friends, the U.S. government data mining cell phone calls or landline calls is the least of your problems. And one more thing on this Google thing. Yes, I use Google as my primary web searching engine, but you know, I don't Google where these streets are. It's not like I use it as a mapping device. It asked me some other questions too. I mean, it just asked very personal questions that only truly I or somebody who knew exactly what I know would know. And I had to think about these answers. I was like, what? Really, quite amazing. Quite amazing. Just amazing. Impressive and scary. So if you're worried about Big Brother, let me tell you, Big Brother is in your wallet. Trust me. Okay, remember to make a joyful noise, and I will see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.